This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 1. Sunrise at 6.07 a.m., sunset at 7.16 p.m. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com that in Peabody, three of the Democratic candidates for Essex County Sheriff laid out their cases Wednesday night at the Terregian Center for why they should succeed retiring Sheriff Frank Cousins. Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger, retired Sheriff's Deputy Department Supervisor Jerry Robito, and Criminal Defense Attorney Ed O'Reilly each touted their unique experiences in asking for votes in the Thursday, September 8 primary. Robito placed an emphasis on programs with the Middleton House of Corrections and the other facilities that will help get inmates on their feet once they are released. Robito also said that with his 34 years of experience in the Sheriff's Department, he would be ready, if elected, to go to work immediately. Coppinger said his law enforcement and management experience as a police officer, or rather as a police chief, for the past 7 years, and previously as a deputy chief, sets him apart from the other candidates. He said he has the endorsements of 45 current and former police chiefs in Essex County. O'Reilly placed an emphasis on mental health and substance abuse programs for inmates. He said he is a supporter of the Gloucester Angel program, which favors intervention over incarceration when it comes to substance abuse. The candidates were guests of the Peabody Democratic City Committee. Trash pickup has been impacted by a Gloucester company in several North Shore communities, including Gloucester, Hamilton, Wenham, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Marblehead, and Swampscott. Bill Newell reports on the reaction from Marblehead and Swampscott.
Marblehead and Swampscott officials were abruptly informed on Wednesday that it would be their last day of service from their trash company, Gloucester-based Hills Waste Disposal. Swampscott Town Administrator Thomas Younger and Town Public Health Director Jeff Vaughn were informed of the decision by telephone. "We were shocked," said Younger in a story written by Gayla Colley in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. Residents were instructed to not put their trash out on the street on the curb, as it will not be picked up. If residents on Thursday and Friday collection routes would like to drop off their separate recycling, they can do so at the Carister Recycling Plant in Salem. Marblehead is in a better position. Town Administrator John McGinn said a procurement process led to the hire of Peabody-based JRM Hauling and Recycling about a week and a half ago. "We're not happy about the fact that Hills pulled the plug on this with barely a day's notice, but we're very fortunate that the new trash hauler has agreed to come on board a month early, so we won't see any interruption in service," McGinn said. Younger said the town was planning to have a new trash hauler on board by October 1. Now the process is to hire immediately. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com.
Alrighty, Bill, thank you. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that it's been a year since Beverly's first deadline for proposals for a waterfront restaurant at 1 Water Street. Yet the site that used to house a McDonald's remains vacant. And the city is not ready to release another request for proposals, or RFP, yet, according to Mayor Michael Cahill. The first bidding period, which had a deadline last August, that was extended until December, only yielded one bid for a new flatbed pizza restaurant. But that project was turned down, and Flatbread, known for wood-fired pizzas and organic ingredients, has since hopped over the bridge into Salem, hoping to open a restaurant on Derby Street this fall. Meanwhile, Cahill said the city is still trying to finalize the requirements to be set out in the bid request. And the 32nd annual Gloucester Schooner Festival kicks off tonight and continues throughout the weekend with boat parades, fireworks, music, races, and more planned activities. 26 schooners are expected to participate in the weekend-long final, which is organized by the Gloucester Schooner Festival Committee and Maritime Gloucester. Now, for more information, contact GloucesterSchoonerFestival.net. Today's schedule includes all-day arrival of participating vessels, and then from 5 to 7 p.m., the mayor's reception for invited guests. That's a ticketed event. And at 6 p.m., there'll be a Gloucester block party on Main Street, family-friendly music, entertainment, outdoor dining and shopping, and you can contact GloucesterBlockParty.com for more information on that. And there's more information on the entire weekend's festivities in today's Gloucester Daily Times. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.